You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Serie A Chronicles podcast. We're back with a new weekly podcast with me, Mina Rizzuti.
And me, Nikki Bandini.
Celebrating Serie A and Italian football. To follow an awesome tradition of Serie A podcasts.
Each week, we're going to discuss the drama, the controversy, the highs and lows of every round of the Serie A season, the European competitions, and of course, Roberto Mancini's Azzurri, the champions of Europe, as they push towards the 2022 World Cup.
It's the beautiful game, La Dolce Vita from il Bel Paese, home of the European champions.
And there's already so much to talk about. The season has started. We've had a sizzling start from Inter under Simone Inzaghi. We've got Mourinho's Roma playing thrilling, attacking football. Can it last with Tammy Abraham leading the line?
And of course, the abrupt transfer of Cristiano Ronaldo from Juventus to Manchester United. Is my heart broken? Well, considering the way Allegri's playing, possibly. Nikki, what are you most looking forward to this season?
Ah, everything. You know, you would think, wouldn't you, Mina? Like, there's sort of Ronaldo's gone, Lukaku's gone. Some things have been taken away from us that we loved. But I'm actually so engrossed already, more than I even expected to be. If I'm being totally honest, more than I even expected to be. With the managerial, I don't know what to call it, like the big picture of managers that we've got this season, because we've got Mourinho at Roma, which was always going to be a fascinating story, and it's more fascinating for the fact that it started well. Maybe it will still be, and I am unfortunately on the record as saying I thought it would be a disaster. Maybe it will still be a disaster, or maybe I'll be wrong, because I often am, and it will be magnificent. But Mourinho at Roma, Inzaghi, who's taken Inter in two games in a different direction. Too soon to say if it's a good direction or bad direction, but I'm interested in the direction. Maurizio Sarri back in Serie A, and unlike when he was at Juventus and he looked like someone who'd been sort of buttoned into clothes that it didn't suit him, he's at Lazio, which is chaotic and is somewhere that he just looks somehow more at home in Rome amongst the heat and the drama and the cigarette smoke of Maurizio Sarri. So all of them, Stefano Pioli holding on to his job, Gasperini being back, doing the Gasperini thing, Luciano Spalletti at Napoli in what I think is, outside of Juventus and Inter, maybe the thing. But I think really the big story for me is just that sort of overarching idea of these managers coming back together. That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, I think that is exactly what it is. I mean, I'll be honest with you. So far, what I've seen from Maurizio Sarri at Lazio has gotten me salivating. I just feel like that team is sensational to watch. I already feel, you know, I've never been Antonio Conte's biggest fan, right? So I already feel like Inter are more sophisticated in their style of play. There's just so much more tactical nuances. I'm so excited that De Zerbi's gone and there's somebody new. I know that you're a big De Zerbe fan, so that was just a little bit of a dig at you.
Oh, it's harsh.
but Sassuolo, Giannisi, I'm excited to see that. But Empoli already, what a terrific start against Juventus. They've got some fantastic players, and I really didn't think Andrea Zoli would do so well, but I think they're a team to watch. I'm excited to watch what Torino are going to do after Ivan Juric had like a massive go at them after the transfer market. But I'm so glad the transfer market is now closed. We can start seeing all, you know, Eusebio Di Francesco. There's just so, you're right with the tacticians. There's so much interesting ideas going forward. How are we going to balance it? There's, you know, there's forward thrusts. There's defensive balances at the back. I'm so excited for all of that. But I am also excited to see Allegri back at Juventus, even if it was a hideous start to the campaign. I really thought that Juve will sort of be the team to beat this season. But with Ronaldo gone and Simone Inzaghi already doing such a superb job, I'm not entirely sure that Juve even have a chance this season. But so much to discuss. Aren't you looking forward to this season?
And that's the thing, even Juventus, right? It's perfect. Because now if Juventus do end up winning it all, at least we've had some uncertainty about that. I think a lot of us wondered with Inter taking a step back, losing some players, if that could go in a certain direction. I am looking forward to all of it. I genuinely am. And the thing that I'm also looking forward to, Mina, is that we have a podcast and now we can talk about it every week. I'm looking forward to seeing your face and having an excuse to do this every week as well. So people who are downloading this trailer episode, find Serie A Chronicles on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Nikki Bandini, Mina at Mina Rizzucchi as well. And you can find us at our website, serieachronicles.com. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. We will be back with the first full episode next week.
Podcast Network.